This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Authorities say the officer who was killed in Arvada in the shooting yesterday was targeted. Arvada police say Officer Gordon Beasley was ambushed by the suspected shooter, who has yet to be identified. Police say the third person who was killed was a Good Samaritan, John Hurley of Golden. A vigil for the victims will be held tonight at 7 o'clock in Arvada. Coloradans get their first hint this week of where the state's newest congressional district might go. CPR's Bentha Berkland reports a preliminary map will be released tomorrow.
Voters chose to overhaul the state's redistricting process. For the first time, the task is in the hands of a politically balanced committee instead of elected lawmakers. Nonpartisan staff will draw up an early map, and the commission will use that proposal to get public feedback over the summer before working on a final plan. Colorado grew rapidly in the last decade, making it one of a handful of states to gain a new congressional seat. Where that goes and how it changes the balance of the rest of the map is likely to be hotly contested. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Today is a saucy new holiday in Eagle. CPR's Paolo Schalzada says it's officially Pasta to the People Day.
The town declared the holiday to honor the recently closed Italian restaurant Positively, which is known for its Pasta to the People slogan. Get it like power to the people? Co-owner Dave Foster says the announcement surprised him.
Well, you know, I'm honored, and it's great to be a part of this community. It's a really good community for sure.
Foster and his partner decided to close Positively after 17 years when their lease expired. But pasta enthusiasts fear not. They'll continue to sell their products in local retailers. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Coming up, the White House supports eliminating sentencing disparities for crack and powder cocaine, which experts say unfairly target Black and Hispanic communities. That story is coming up next on All Things Considered. The red flag warning is until 9 tonight again for Grand Junction and the Western Slope. Grand Junction is at 100 degrees, Port Collins 94, Denver 93. This is CPR News.